Hey, Pastor John Aiken here. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Faith Center podcast. We hope today's teaching will awaken and equip you to live out your God-given purpose. Enjoy. Amen. So Hebrews chapter 3 is where I want you looking at. And we're just going to jump into a few verses here. Again, whole chapter is really good. Hebrews chapter 3, and let's just start in verse 12. This is some heavy stuff now, but I want you to look at it. Beware, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. Now, I'm going to take this one verse at a time, and I'm just going to look at this one verse at a time. So he's giving us a warning. And the Holy Spirit of God gives us promises. He gives us encouragement, but he also gives us warnings. And it's really important to heed the warnings, you know, when the Spirit is leading us into some of these warnings, because there's a reason that he's warning us. And so as we look at our life and we look back at our life and kind of what controlled us this year, what motivated us this year, what were we focused on this year, what commanded our attention this year, what commanded our focus this year? What were we drawn to? What were we looking to this year? I think it's, and going into how is that going to change going into the new year? I think it's a really great warning to get and to heed, which is beware lest any one of us, that means it could happen to any one of us. Any one of us could be distracted. Any one of us could be focusing on the wrong thing. The sin so easily, the weights and sin that so easily entangles us, it's easy to get distracted. It's easy to get derailed. It's easy to lose your focus from greater things to lesser things, from holy things to unholy things. And so from godly, heavenly things to worldly things, it's easy to lose your focus. And so he says, beware, brethren, lest in any of you there's an evil heart. Now, we think evil as like this crazy, you know, I don't know, the word evil can speak to a number of different things, but it starts to be evil when your focus gets away from the holy things of God and you get over focused on things that you shouldn't be giving your focus to. And so any one of us can have this evil heart, and it defines what that evil heart is. It's an evil heart of unbelief. It's an evil heart of unbelief, and that evil heart of unbelief is going a certain direction. You're always going a direction in life. Christianity and discipleship in Christ is not about perfection, but it is about direction. And you may say, well, Pastor, I'm going to heaven. Well, that's great. But are you going that direction in your life? Are you following the Spirit? Are you being led by the Spirit? Or are you following the passions and desires of your flesh? And so when you look at this, it's this unbelief, this evil heart of unbelief is going in a direction, and that direction is departing from the living God. So look at your life. Are you getting closer to the Lord? Are you walking in more intimacy with him? Are you drawing more and more closer to him? Or are you kind of slipping? Are you drifting? Another verse in Hebrews talks about drifting away from the Lord. Are you drifting away? Has this last year been a year of drifting for you? That you've been kind of just slowly drifting away from the presence of God and the power of God and intimacy with God? Or are you growing in your passion for the Lord? Are you growing in your desire in the Word and all that kind of stuff? So an evil heart of unbelief is a heart that's going away from the Lord. And you can justify it any way you want. You can justify it saying, hey, quit judging me, or quit doing this, or quit, you know, it's my life, you know. And you can, a lot of people call out grace and call out love and say, listen, well, grace, 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 and love, 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 to justify a heart that is departing from the living God. And if you sense yourself going the wrong direction, you need to catch yourself. You need to correct yourself. Let this be a time of refocus. I mean, what are you focusing on? Is it pulling you away from the things of God? Are there relationships in your life, people that you're hanging out with, that you're desiring to spend more time with, that you just know it's not God's will for your life? You know, time departing from the living God is wasted time. It's a waste of time. So this is a great time to refocus and to refocus on a faith-filled heart, a heart that is full of belief and faith that is drawing near to God. We want to draw near to God, not be departing from Him. So the question is, what are you focusing on? What's taking your focus? And you can change that anytime you want. You control your focus. You can change it anytime you want. And so verse 13 says, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. So we talked about an evil heart of unbelief that's causing us to depart from the living God, or can cause us to depart from the living God. And it goes on to say that we need to exhort one another, meaning speak life to one another, encourage one another every day while it's called today, because all we have is today. Tomorrow's not promised to any one of us. Yesterday ended last night. Tomorrow is not promised to anybody. So all we have is today. And as we look at today, we got to make sure that we don't become hardened, that we don't become hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Because when you start departing from the living God because you have an unbelieving focus and an unbelieving heart, what ends up happening, you're susceptible and you yield yourself to sin. And sin will lie to you. Sin will deceive you. The deceitfulness of sin. Sin promises you one thing and gives you the opposite. Sin lies to you. It takes you further than you want to go, in a direction you really never wanted to go in the first place, and it leaves you there bound and in prison. And sin lies to you. So when you sin, it's not that God stops loving you. It's not that you lose your salvation. It's none of that stuff. What happens is sin will lie to you, and then you start lying to you, and then you let other people start lying to you, and you start justifying things and whatever, and your focus is not a focus of faith. You actually get focused in this whole direction of departing from the living God that gives you this deceitfulness of sin that hardens your heart to where you're not able to receive the gentle and still small voice of the Holy Spirit. You're not able to hear what He's saying to you. You're insensitive to what He's saying to you. You're insensitive to what He's doing in your life. You become dull and hard of hearing to what He's saying to you and what He's saying to others and what He's doing in others in your life. And you just start departing from the living God. And what's worse than you departing from the living God is you have a gravitational pull. Your leadership, your influence, you have a gravitational pull. So when you start departing from the living God, you end up pulling people with you. And you could be pulling people as you draw near to God, as the scripture says in the book of James. You know, we draw near to the Lord, that we can repent and start drawing near to God with a heart of faith. And that's what the rest of this talks about. Instead of the deceitfulness of sin, it gets into verse 14, for we have become partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast to the end. While it is said today, if you will hear His voice, oh, that's it right there. If you hear His voice, do not harden your hearts as in the rebellion. For who having heard rebelled? Indeed, was it not all who came out of Egypt led by Moses? Now, with whom was He angry for 40 years? Was it not with those who sinned, whose corpses fell in the wilderness? To whom He did, and to whom did He swear that they would not enter His rest, but to those who did not obey? See, we have, we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. And it goes on in Hebrews 4 about entering the rest of God. And see, that's the power of focus. When you have a focus of faith that's drawing near to God instead of departing from the living God in unbelief, then sin doesn't lie to you. The deceitfulness of sin doesn't lie to you. You end up walking in righteousness and truth and peace and joy, and you draw near to God. See, the people that He's talking about, they were complaining. They were argumentative. They were rebelling. They were focused on themselves, not focused on God. They were at the center instead of God being at the center. And when they were at the center, they were complaining and mumbling and grumbling and always having a negative perspective. You need to let go of that stuff. And you need to open your heart and open your eyes to refocus. To refocus on the Lord so that you can enter into His rest. And rest is not zero activity. Rest is you walking in your God-given assignment that he already finished, even though you're just getting started with it. That means he empowers you. He empowers you, and his ability is flowing through your life to accomplish the assignment for your life. And you will sense his grace. You will sense his power in your life instead of being wore out because you're trying to do everything and then complaining and mumbling and grumbling because God's not doing what you want him to do, instead of you yielding yourself to him. So refocus your faith. Stop grumbling. Stop complaining. Stop being negative. Stop all that stuff. Refocus your faith and get that root of bitterness out of you. Get that unbelieving heart out of you. Repent from that and choose to refocus. Lift your eyes, lift your heart, and begin to say, God, today I want to hear your voice, and I'm not going to have a hard heart that departs from you. I'm going to humble myself and I'm going to draw near to you, God, that you will refocus my faith and refocus my heart to see you and sense you and hear you and know you and follow you and all that I'm doing. So I would just encourage you to take some time this year, even Sunday, since we're not coming to church, just take time to sit down and just let the Holy Spirit lead you. And ask him, you know, show me where I need to refocus. Show me how I need to refocus. And just let your heart be mixed with faith. So I just want to pray for you. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for everyone who's watching. And I just pray, Holy Spirit, that you would help all of us, me included, refocus. That our hearts would be full of faith, God. That we would see you and hear you and sense you at work. That we would hear your still small voice, and we would follow the leading of your heart, that our heart, any hardness in our heart or any deceitfulness of sin, Lord, that there would be genuine humility and repentance and a turning of our heart and a refocusing back to you, God, that there would be cleansing and there would be renewal, Lord, and that we would begin this year and finish out this next year with a refocus of faith. And we just thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. You guys have a Merry Christmas and a very prosperous and blessed New Year. We love you, and we can't wait to see you January 1st. God bless.
Thanks again for listening to the Faith Center podcast. To connect with us, go to faithcenter.tv and fill out our connection card. We pray blessings over you and your family. We'll see you next time.